With the exception of a small strip of coastline on the Persian Gulf, Iraq is a landlocked country, bordered by Iran, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, and Turkey. Over the next 2 days, we'll take a look at these countries and feelings throughout the region about the current conflict with Iraq. Robert Pelletreau was Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs in the Clinton administration. He says, by and large, Iraq's neighbors would not miss Saddam Hussein.
They all know who Saddam Hussein is. He has no friends or supporters in the region, but there's a very strong feeling of Arab and Muslim unity with the people of Iraq. And the governments in the region would much prefer to find another solution besides attack or war to handle the problem.
Well, if we look at the countries, what I'd like to do is think about Iraq as the center of a clock face. And we'll sort of move through the countries clockwise. And we'll begin with Iran. Can you give us a quick sketch of Iran?
Iran is a country that has been through its own terrible and costly revolution in the last 2 decades. In 1979, the Shah left, and an Islamic Republic was created. And that was added to the fact that shortly thereafter there was a very devastating war between Iraq and Iran. So the Iranian people, who are the most numerous of any of the neighbors, there are 65 million Iranians, over half of them under the age of 25. It is quite an extraordinary population imbalance that we see right now. Iran is potentially a rich country. It has the world's second largest reserves of gas, its fifth largest reserves of oil. But the Islamic Revolution has not brought good management to the Iranian economy. It's brought a very tight religious code that young people today are more and more irritated and upset with and more willing to speak out against. So Iran has spent a lot of time coping with its internal problems.
There's a longstanding feud between these two countries. Iran's leadership would certainly welcome Saddam Hussein's removal. And yet there's great concerns about a U.S.-led war.
The Iranians are not comfortable with the idea of the United States gaining greater influence in the region. And they have no particular trust in the United States, even though the United States, I believe, has been trying to reassure the Iranian government that none of the current military buildup is directed against them. The fact that Iran was labeled as one of the countries in the axis of evil means that they are very skeptical, and they're worried that they may be next.
So if you move clockwise around the face, the next country, the border would start at around 4 o'clock, and that would be Kuwait.
Well, Kuwait is a very small country that sits at the southern end of Iraq, almost like a cork in the bottle of Iraq's access to the Persian Gulf. It's got a population that's very nervous because to be basically annihilated and eliminated for a short while and then to come back through the work of a consortium that was not really Kuwaiti-led, but led by others, primarily the United States, but many nations, gives them a right, I think, to feel very defensive and very uneasy.
Where does the country stand now?
Well, even though the Iraqis have professed now to recognize a border between Kuwait and Iraq, the Kuwaitis have no confidence that that recognition would last very long if there weren't some powerful friends in the region. But even with that, the people of Kuwait, as opposed to the government, the people of Kuwait would like to see a non-military solution to this terrible problem that they face on their northern border.
If we move then a little bit further along this clock face, if we go to about 6 o'clock, that's where we'll see the border with Saudi Arabia. Can you give us a quick snapshot of Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia is perhaps the 12th largest country in the world. It's the country with the largest oil and gas reserves, oil reserves, of any in the world. About 25% of the world's known oil reserves are in Saudi Arabia. It has a population that's grown rapidly in the last decade. It must be over 20 million now. And it is ruled by a ruling family that is not just a few people at the top, but it is a family that involves thousands of so-called princes and princesses who are intermarried with all the other major tribes of the country. So it's a very homogeneous country, quite unified in terms of its population and its population views.
And its relationship with Iraq, traditionally?
Its relationship with Iraq has been somewhat competitive, because the Iraqis probably have the second largest reserves of oil to the Saudis. And the Saudis have not hesitated at any time in the recent past that there's been a disruption in Iraqi supply to step in and take over producing the amount that the Iraqis would have produced. So they've basically eliminated Iraq's ability to put pressure on the oil market. And they have always had, ever since the end of World War II, a close relationship with the United States.
In 1991, Saudi Arabia provided army bases to the United States during the Gulf War. They're not quite as accommodating this time around.
That's right, because Saudi public opinion, like other Arab public opinion, wishes there were a non-military way out of this dilemma. And a second element is that Saudi public opinion has become much more politicized about the Arab-Israeli dispute. Every day they see on their screens what is happening between Palestinians and Israelis, and they feel that the United States is biased in that conflict. And that reflects on popular attitudes and their willingness to cooperate with the United States on another issue in the region. So, yes, the Saudis have taken a step back from the type of cooperation they were providing in 1990-1991, but there is still a good deal of cooperation between Saudi Arabia and the United States.
Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Robert Pelletreau, former Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs in the Clinton administration. Tomorrow, we'll discuss Iraq's neighbors to the west and north, Jordan, Syria, and Turkey.